Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right,
you're
Rebecca.
Good, though.
Thank you.
Yes. I don't hate you.
And thanks, Bart.
Producer Record, Rebecca here. Are you in the wrong on unmatching somebody over one detail?
I know I'm not, but I want to see what you guys think, because I did get a little bit of backlash from a friend over this exchange I had on a dating app. And I don't know if it's that I just, like, have really high standards, or I'm just not so seriously, like, into pursuing dating at this point. Mm-hmm. Because anytime I get even, like, the slightest bit of a weird vibe or, like, some off comment from somebody, that's it. Like, it's over.
Just cut them.
Yeah.
Now, that's weird from the outside looking in, because I would think you would look for weird and quirky.
No, I like weird and quirky. I'm saying, like, suspicious or just, like, you know, kind of, like, unkind, or just, like, gives me a strange vibe.
Slightly off.
Yeah, just, like, off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this wasn't the case for this man that I matched with. Like, okay, here's the tea. He was super cute, brown hair, brown eyes. Ooh. He was quirky. He was, like, kind of artsy. Gorgeous teeth for some reason. I noticed that, and I liked that in a man. We had a great conversation.
It sounds like you're sizing up a horse.
Yeah.
Those chompers were real straight. That hair.
Yeah.
You know how people also say, nice smile?
You're like over here, gorgeous teeth.
You know what? I honestly think it's because I've been watching too much Love Island, and they're always like, the teeth. The teeth are there.
Well, it's because they all have those turkey teeth. They just have that one veneer that goes across.
Yeah. The chicken.
love a set of turkey teeth. Yeah. No, the teeth were teething on this man. And we were having a great conversation. I think I have kind of the opposite, like, philosophy with dating apps than I know that Abby does. Because I know you like to, like, be like, hi, you're cute, I like you, let's go on a date.
Yeah, before you mess it up, let's go get a drink. Wow. Before you say something that's going to turn me off.
That's completely opposite of my method. I like to talk for, like, several days before I'm like, okay, let's try to, like, eat in front of each other and, like, see how that goes.
You want
to
suss them out.
Yeah, I want to see if they've got the bant, if they've got the chat. They gotta have the chat. And this guy had the chat. He had, like, good meme knowledge. I would make a joke and he would go, ha ha, that's perfect. That's all I really want.
But online rapport is so different than in front of each other, right? Like, how many guys have you messaged back and forth that just seems so quick and funny, and then you get in front of them and they just choke?
That's why I had to get off the apps in terms of, like, messaging them for days, because I would notice a pattern where if a guy was really good at texting and if he had really good banter on the Bumble chat, he would always be so socially awkward in person. And if I met a guy who was, like, a really bad texter where I would have thought this guy's boring as heck, he would be incredible in person. And so I kind of developed this theory that, like, a lot of people feel like they have to try really hard in the messages and create this persona that seems really attractive as a way to kind of deflect from maybe their social awkwardness, to where now, like, if you're too chatty, I'm like, this is a weirdo.
That is kind of the problem. A man being, like, really bad at messaging on a dating app is kind of a green flag. But honestly, I think I do it because I want to see if they think I'm funny. And if they try to out-funny me, then I'm like, you gotta stop. Like, this isn't going anywhere.
You're never gonna win this battle.
But this is where it really went south. And this conversation that I'm going to give context to, I'm asking for you all not to judge me, because this is a very important question that I ask most of my suitors.
Rebecca, we listen and we don't.
Totally judge.
Oh, that's the theme of the morning.
I asked, what Muppet do you most relate to? Because I'm a Gonzo, first of all.
Okay.
Gonzo. For sure. Alien, loves chickens, non-binary king. Love him.
Okay.
He's great.
What's the chicken love that you have?
I like chickens.
I would have said Gonzo also, just for the nose comparison, more than anything else.
For aesthetics.
Oh, actually, if you want to hear, I have all the Muppets that I think you are. That could be a different conversation.
Yes, we do want to hear. That's really funny.
I wrote it down because I was like, I have to.
You have
know
it ready
this.
To go?
Yeah, because I was like, if they ask me, I know exactly what Muppets they are.
Okay. I had to say.
We're going to save that for another day.
Okay.
Let's just continue with how you're.
Yeah, that's too good to rush through.
Yes.
You're right. Sorry, I got too excited.
I kind of don't blame you. So let's save our Muppets and get to what he responded.
So here's his response. He answered, definitely Kermit. First red flag.
Why is that a red flag?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
He continued, because I know when to be silly and I know when to be serious, but mostly because I'm an empath.
No.
He called himself an empath.
You don't like that.
That tells me that you have a sinister spirit, and I unmatched him immediately.
So just so I know, the definition of an empath is they feel things more deeply, and they feel things that others are feeling.
An empath is like a self-described, like, highly sensitive person who, like, can be in a room and, like, feel your energy and feel like you're down today. You're feeling kind of blue. And I think empaths, like, they exist. But if you're a man and you call yourself an empath, that means you punch walls.
Like, wow. Okay. That escalated. Right. It certainly did.
I got all these numbers running through my head. I'm trying to make these calculations make sense. And how do you go from empath to punching walls?
From my experience, if you like self-describe, like you don't, like nobody is like, wow, you're like a really emotionally intuitive person. If you just come out and you're like, I'm an empath.
Yeah.
Like the girls who are empaths, they have voodoo dolls. They tell you they love you. And then like 2 weeks later, they're trying to hook up with your roommate.
I don't disagree.
I'm not bitter about that.
I don't disagree with you.
It is the number one red flag for me. You call me an empath. You call yourself an empath. Not only am I unmatching you, I'm blocking you. And I'm running for my life.
So that was it, huh?
That was it.
That's it.
All right.
And Kermit, first, the king of the Muppets.
He's romantic.
Big ego, first of all.
Is Piggy and him having a long-standing relationship?
Or maybe he's just a king who knows his worth.
My future man is Rizzo the Rat.
What the hell is going on, man?
For what reason? What characteristic is the matter with you?
He's so cute.
You need therapy, man.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.